f***ing series for Christmas. Yeah, good. Who preached that one, Paul? Yeah. Was it? Who knows? Any more? Who? Yes, the wise men and so on. Okay, well, this morning we're just going to consider the journey of Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, okay? But first of all, I need someone who's going to take a little journey for me. And I've already asked him and he's up for it. So Barney is going to come up. Barney, thank you. He's going to be our journey person. And Barney, if you would stand just here. That's all right. No, actually, come over here. Sorry, my fault. You go there. And then I need two volunteers. Two volunteers. Okay, Eleanor. And next hand, do you want to come? Yeah. Yeah, you. Oh, no, the other one. Oh, man. Do you want to both come? You do it together. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So here we have a finishing line for Barney. Okay, so you, hang on. You take that. Do you want to join your sister there? Look, you go there. Right, hang on. Come over here, look. That's it. Right. Whoa. Yeah, okay, hang on.
Are you sure he doesn't rip?
Yeah, let's make sure. Okay. All right, there we are. Okay, finishing line. Right, there you go, Barney. So, Barney, basically, it's very simple. You just have to go on a journey from here to there, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and I just want you to know we believe in you, and we believe you can do it, don't we?
Thank you.
I think a bit of encouragement. Shall we? A little chant. Barney! 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 No, yeah. Right, so, you know what you've got to do?
Yeah.
Okay, right, so, hang on, how are you going to get there? You're going to
walk?
He's going to walk. Yay! He's going to walk. He's not taking the car. He's going to walk. That's great. Well, if you're going to walk, let me just give you some walking shoes. You can put them. There you go. Right. So here we go again. So, right. Go on then. Okay. No, actually, hang on. What if you get lost?
I might need a map.
You might need a map because you never know what could happen. So I reckon you could probably do with a map. There you go. Right, you ready? One, two, three, and hang on. Where's your food and drink and stuff? Have you got any provisions?
No.
He's got no provisions. Seriously, rookie mistake. Barney, you might get to here and be absolutely starving. And you've got no calories left and you can't, or you might get to here and you're almost to the finishing line, but you're dehydrated and you just can't make it. So I think you should have had some provisions, really. So here you go. There you are. Oh, let everyone see. Right, he's going to do it. You are going to do it this time. So he's going to make the journey, okay, from here all the way to over there. And off you go. Yay! I have no idea when anyone's clapping, but that was great, Barney. Thank you. So thank you, guys. Lovely. You were a lovely finishing line. Well done. Okay. Let me take that. Now, that was a very simple journey, really, wasn't it? But what about Mary? Alex, can I have the PowerPoint, actually? What about Mary, her journey to Bethlehem with Joseph? That was more difficult, wasn't it? Can you shout out some of the reasons why that was more difficult?
She was pregnant.
She was pregnant. Come back to that one, Agile. Oh, very good. Yeah, maybe. Okay, let me... first of all, it was a long way, okay? And as Rachel said, it was 90 miles, depending on how you went, but it was a long journey she took. She was pregnant, so she was very uncomfortable. And you know what it's like when you've got a newborn coming, all the stuff you have to have, things like nappies and sterilizing units... And stair gates, there's a lot of stuff. You seem a bit skeptical. Well, there's a Moses basket, okay? So there was a lot of stuff to take. And also, it was Christmas time, so there probably would have been a lot of traffic on the roads. Anyway, sorry. Let's get rid of that. I need a Mary and a Joseph. I've actually already chosen them, so we have... And he'd marry Joseph and a donkey, actually. So Wayne is going to be our donkey, the Christmas donkey from the Christmas story. James is like, there's no donkey in the Christmas story.
I'll get the ears as well.
Right, there you are. Yeah. Right, he's the donkey. Becca. Becca is going to be Mary for us. And I think you need the cushion, yeah. So, okay, that might not. Well, let's keep it. Yeah, do that. That's good. And then, who was going to be? Who was Joseph? Who was Joseph? Wasn't that your son? Joe, come and be Joseph, Joe. No? All right, Peter Teagle, come and be Joseph. Hang on, sorry. That's it. Can you put this headdress on Pete for me? Right, let's come down here, actually. Okay, there you go. Okay, so, Pete, do you want the donkey lead? So, well, actually, the idea was that Joseph, the donkey here, was going to give a piggyback, even though it's a donkey, to Mary, but dress sense will not allow that. So instead, they're going to go on a little journey. They're going on a journey. And as they walk once around the church, we're going to read the verses together. Okay, so let's read these as they go on their journey. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up to Bethlehem. Town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the donkey to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. That's it. Thank you, guys. You did a lovely job. Thank you. Okay. Now, there was one other person on that journey with them. Who was that? Jesus. Jesus was on the journey too. And, you know, I was thinking about it. Well, it was a tough journey, we know, for Mary. But what about Jesus? Well, it's probably comfortable for him. He was in Mary's tummy still, probably quite comfortable. But in another sense, of course, it was a very hard journey for Christ, because, first of all, he came all the way from heaven to earth. Now, I don't know how far that is, and that's probably the wrong question to ask anyway. But for me, the journey is significant because of the change that Jesus had to go through in order to come to this earth. That's the real journey. At home, we have a tank full of fish. Now, what if I wanted to journey to meet my fish? What would I do? I could jump in, like this guy did. Actually, we have a 40-litre tank, so I'd have to lose a lot of weight to jump in. But I think he's shaking hands with the turtle there, but he hasn't really met them. You would almost have to, like, become one of the fish, wouldn't you? But that's what you'd have to do to really meet with them. I'll get rid of that. And That is a picture. That's a picture of what Jesus has done for us. He has taken this long journey from heaven to earth. He's taken that unbounded deity, that uncontained Godhead, and somehow, and it's a mystery, but somehow has wrapped that up in a little baby with tiny fingers and toes. Now, how? I don't know. But I like what someone said, that you can't pour the whole of the ocean into a thimble, but you can pour some of it in. And that little bit of water from the ocean has all the essential properties of the ocean. And for me, that's a helpful image that yes, Jesus was contained in a human body, but he had all the important and essential qualities of deity. So why did he come? Why did he take this journey? And the answer is very simple. He took a journey from heaven to earth so that he can take us on a journey from earth to heaven. Simple as that. It's like Jesus came to the earth and he said, I am the way, take my hand and walk with me. I'm going to take you to your heavenly Father. I'm going to take you to your eternal home. That's why he took a journey. And so, for all the journeys we've heard, actually Christmas is also about a journey for us. It's a long journey. Sometimes it's not an easy journey, but it's a good journey because it's a journey to our eternal home. In a sense, we haven't got there yet, but actually, insofar as we know the presence of God in our lives, we experience something of the destination. We have a feel in our hearts of what we're heading towards and what is to come. Okay, so you're on a journey, and I would encourage myself and all of you to keep going on that journey, to keep holding Christ's hand. Say, yes, I trust you, I believe in you, and you are taking me somewhere good. You are the way and the truth and the life, and I want to be with you. So let's make sure Christ is at the heart of our Christmas. I know we're going home soon. It's going to be turkeys and stuffing flying around the room and all of that, but... And all of that's good, but actually, it's who we are in Christ that really matters. So let's make sure he's right at the heart of this day for us. Take some time to be on your own with him. Okay, well, we're going to celebrate some of these truths by singing again. We're going to sing Once in Royal David's City. So.